I just have like a pretty wide array of hobbies and things that I enjoy, and I don't know, it's cool to have your name on a glove, but after you have, I don't know, probably a dozen of them over the years that have just your name on it, you're like, well, I could probably put something different on it. And once you feel comfortable enough as like yourself to like just kind of be yourself, you're like, well, I could put that on my glove. It's like kind of the only thing that you get besides maybe some cleats if you get them painted to like show you a little bit. Yeah.
What is the overall theme you've got going right now?
Oh, over the last couple of years, it's been animes. It's been One Piece or Naruto or Demon Slayer or something like that. That's kind of been like my last handful of them. Like my two from this year are like Devil Fruits from One Piece, and then I've had two from Naruto that were like the Akatsuki and Amaterasu. And so it's like I've kind of had things like over the years, and then a few years ago I did some like mental cues. It's like all power, no art, all gas, no brakes, like trying to just stay like in attack mode, like remind myself like there's no hesitation, just go. And yeah, so it's like I've had a lot of really cool ones. Like they're all over the place in the house, which is cool, but it's they're just kind of a mess right now. I got to find a way to like display them, I guess.
Well, as a pitcher, so you've got some regulations, I guess, that you have to abide by in terms of your glove. Have you ever had ones where you've wanted to plan something, but you thought, all right, maybe it's not going to fly, so I haven't decided to pivot to something else?
Yeah, those tend to be like colors. Yeah. Like the words, obviously, like, I'm sure Rawlings wouldn't put anything like suggestive or allow that, so it's always like it's always pretty tame. I think like the league restricts like certain color combinations or two tones or something like that. I don't exactly know the rules, but I've always gone like monochrome gloves with like a colored lace or something, but that's as wild as I've gotten. I don't think I've ever thought about putting anything like questionable on there.
When you were going into deciding what you were going to put on, and like right now you said like anime, is that something that for you it allows you to kind of get back to who you are, I guess? Is that what the thought process was behind it, of let's have something out there on the mound that's unique to yourself?
Kinda, yeah. It's definitely something that, like, I don't know, you I feel like my thought is always like I want to be in, like, surrounded by things that I enjoy.
Yeah.
And like, it's not like, obviously you're not enjoying the show or the manga or whatever, like itself, but like you're kind of like being able to be like, this is stuff that I like regardless of whatever is going on. Like, you're like, that's like, these are my interests. And like, it's, I don't know, I never really gave it a ton of thought, like as to like, oh, like why have I done this? Yeah. I've always just like, once I decided to do it, and like, I was like, okay, I like having something different on my gloves. That I was like, I'm just gonna keep going, and like, obviously interests shift, and it kind of gives you like the freedom to be who you are in the moment, which I think is cool. Like you can kind of like pick your lane and be able to kind of like display that a little bit.
Very cool. Appreciate it, Ryan. Thanks for your time.
Hey, of course. Thank you.